AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, Brett Johnson here on a Tuesday afternoon as we're joined now by Rose Roach, the executive director of the Minnesota Nurses Association. She's also with the group Healthcare for All Minnesota, as we're going to be talking about something new that was just created at the state legislature. It's called the Minnesota Health Plan Legislative Caucus. It's a group of state legislatures that are going to be working to bring a single-payer healthcare plan to Minnesota. Now, with the launching of this new caucus, they are having a rally tomorrow at the state capitol at 10:30. That's tomorrow, 10:30 at the state capitol steps. And I encourage you to go check it out and support the work they're doing to try to bring single-payer healthcare to Minnesota. Rose now joins us on the show as she talks a little bit about what the Minnesota Health Plan Legislative Caucus is, and specifically what would be in the Minnesota Health Plan that would bring single-payer healthcare to Minnesota.
In order to actually achieve true health care for all, we have to do it through a sensible, patient-centered, provider-centered, guaranteed health care type system. And so when he introduced that, and it's been there for a while, we are at the point now where it's pretty clear that this is the way we have to go. We have to stop with all of this silly nonsense of trying to tweak a market-based system that is never going to actually guarantee health care for all. And so Senator Marty, along with the author in the House, which is Representative Cedric Frazier, were talking with other fellow legislators who signed on to the bill and support the legislation, and said, you know, maybe it's time that we have a caucus that's dedicated to this issue. We have lots of different caucuses in legislative bodies. For instance, on the national level, there's a Medicare for All caucus that is, you know, Ilhan Omar, actually, our congresswoman from Minneapolis, is, I believe, a co-chair of that particular caucus. And so it was a forming this sort of inside the Capitol political power base that can, who believes in it, but not only has signed on to the bill, but they want to actually help educate their constituents about how would this system work, how would it guarantee health care, how would it lower costs for government, for businesses, for individuals and families, why it should be the way in which we go. And to really to run on that, to educate on it, to be really, really bold about not being afraid to say, this is the way we've got to go. This is our path to health care for all. And so Senator Jen McEwen, along with Senator Omar Fateh in the Senate, as well as in the House, Representative Liz Bolden and Representative Liz Ryer came together and kicked off this caucus. And so now they are officially going to launch it and dedicate themselves to really making sure that this issue is front and center for all Minnesotans, and that they understand what we're talking about and why they need to not fear the Minnesota Health Plan. We need to fear the status quo, because it clearly ain't working.
Well, I like the idea of forming your own caucus too. Again, the Minnesota Health Plan Legislative Caucus, because as you pointed out, we've seen this at both the national and even the local level here at the Minnesota State Legislature, where if you form these types of caucuses that do focus on a single issue, it oftentimes does lead to, well, a better chance of something getting passed in the future, or at least puts that legislative body, it can put their focus on that issue. So I think that's important to make sure we do have a single legislative caucus that is dedicated to making sure we do have a universal health care plan in Minnesota and a single payer health care plan.
I couldn't agree more. And it's sort of part of a strategy that is, we have, you know, obviously the way we're going to get a health care system that works for all of us, bar none, no exceptions, is through legislation, right? So you've got to have the inside political power along with the outside grassroots movement. And this is combining actually both of those two pieces together. And for legislators to be able to converse with one another, to help anybody who's thinking up there, I don't really understand this, or I'm not sure how this is going to work, and I don't know how to answer questions my constituents have about this. This is a vehicle for them to even work with one another on the Hill, to get to the place where we more and more seated legislators understand this is where we've got to land. And then as they partner with the community and with the movement outside the Capitol, that's how we're actually going to win and get the Minnesota Health Plan both passed and implemented.
So what would this single-payer health care plan look like in Minnesota? Would it be an expansion of Minnesota Care or something different? Talk about that aspect a little bit.
Yeah, it is a standalone, just like Medicare for All is. There is obviously we would need to work on what a transition from our current system looks like into the full-blown Minnesota health plan. That could include some steps such as how about we deprivatize all of our government healthcare programs? We have private industry in there, HMOs and PPOs and all of that kind of thing. Let's just go to direct contracting. That's where we save massive amounts of money just on administrative and bureaucracy and processing fees that we should be spending on patient care instead. So there certainly are different ways to create stepping stones. There may be a way to use some of the Minnesota Care as a vehicle. We just got to figure out exactly what that would look like, because you've got to still subsidize the way that we subsidize Medicare, and we would continue under Medicare for All, and we would subsidize under the Minnesota Health Plan. And by subsidies, I want to be really clear, what we're talking about is just taking the money that's already in this system and streamlining it, right? We need to reallocate it towards actual health care. That's what a system, whether it's Medicare for All on a national level or the Minnesota Health Plan here in Minnesota, would begin to do. So the plan, and it's a little bit tough because the reality is that with the federal government handling programs such as Medicare, such as the Children's Health Insurance Program, so CHIP, or state health insurance program called SCHIP, or even the Veterans Administration, Indian Health Services, those are run by the federal, government, right? So we probably wouldn't get a absolute 100% pure single payer, in the sense of if you're Medicare age, you would likely still be getting Medicare. The issue is, though, that we know everybody who has current Medicare has to buy a supplement plan, right? Or they have to have additional gap insurance, is called a lot of times, to cover the 20% that Medicare doesn't cover right now. And so the new Minnesota health plan would be that wraparound plan, would be far, far cheaper, and would include many, many more benefits than what the current gap insurance or Medicare currently actually provides. And it's important, I just want to note, when we talk about Medicare for All too, we talk about it as improved and expanded Medicare for All, because we know it's not where it needs to be right now. It needs to cover more types of procedures, such as dental work and vision and hearing. We also know that there needs to be a much smaller out-of-pocket, if any. Under Medicare for All, there's no out-of-pocket. It's literally just that what we pay towards premiums, taxes, in order to cover all of our health care. So until we can get that on the federal level, the state plan would then cover, so that Medicare recipients would have no out-of-pocket that they would have to worry about, like on deductibles and copays and things like that. They would simply pay their Medicare premium costs and then a Minnesota health plan premium cost, and that would be the bulk of what they would pay out-of-pocket for their care. So that's basically how it would work. For anybody who currently isn't on one of the government programs that I mentioned, this would be their health care. This would be their health plan now. They would get a card, just like we get a Blue Cross Blue Shield or Medica or whatever type of card. It would just be a Minnesota health plan card. And you would pick whichever doctor, whichever hospital, whichever clinic you wanted to utilize. You would go to it, present that card. They would then bill the Minnesota health plan, and the Minnesota health plan would pay the provider for providing you with health care. No more narrow networks and being told you can or can't go here or there for your services. And the decisions about your medical care are being made by medical professionals in consultation with you and your family. No longer do we have one, two, or three individuals in between who do not heal you or provide any health care, sucking up that money and actually creating barriers and obstacles to you receiving the care your health professional has decided you need.
We're speaking with Rose Roach. She is the executive director of the Minnesota Nurses Association, as we're talking about a rally at the Capitol tomorrow in support of the Minnesota Health Plan, and it's going to be taking place with the announcement of the Minnesota Health Plan Legislative Caucus. Again, this rally is going to be on Wednesday at 10:30. That's tomorrow at 10:30. Rose, I know you'll be a part of this rally at the Capitol. If people attend, what can they expect at this rally that's going to be taking place?
So the rally will take place immediately following a press conference that the legislators are going to do to alert the media of this caucus and explain why they've created it and what they hope to accomplish with it. And then they will join activists from all across at least the metro. We hope even from greater Minnesota, just kind of depends on the weather situation, on the steps of the Capitol to celebrate the initiation of the caucus in the Minnesota legislature, and to hear actually from nurses, from med students, from business owners, from farmers, from patients, from immigrant rights advocates, from those who work in the communities that are most negatively impacted by our current healthcare system, to hear from patients about why the Minnesota Health Plan is such an important piece of legislation to get passed, and how excited we all are to be working together with these legislators to make that happen.
What was encouraging that you mentioned a few moments ago is that we do have at least a few members of the Minnesota legislature that are going to be a part of this caucus. And of course, a big thing is making sure that, well, we do get members of the caucus that are from the state legislature, so we can eventually get health care for all Minnesotans passed. What exactly has been the political response? I'm thinking more specifically on the DFL side, since generally the Republicans aren't going to be in favor of something like this. But what's been the political response? I know you mentioned we had a few members of the legislature that's joined. Talk about that a little bit.
Sure. So Senator McEwen has told us that the reception has actually been phenomenal. The outreach has, of course, started first to those who have actually signed on as co-authors, co-sponsors of the bill in both the Senate and the House. And she had mentioned that the reception has been like, oh my gosh, yes, 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 we really need this. This is a wonderful thing. You know, let's get this going and up and running. So far, so good. And now that they will kick it off in a more official capacity, then they will begin to gather, you know, the names of those who want to say, I'm a member publicly, and we will be able to check that list. And if our particular legislator isn't on that list as constituents and activists around, you know, healthcare justice, then we just need to make some phone calls and schedule some lobby visits and have a conversation with those legislators and tell them how important this legislation is to get passed.
And of course, people can become involved in this caucus as well, including the rally that takes place tomorrow at 10:30 at the Capitol. What can someone who's just generally listening out here, listening to the radio, listening to our interview, what can they do to get involved with the caucus and with the fight to make sure that we do support a plan that would provide health care, affordable health care for all Minnesotans?
I would recommend Healthcare for All Minnesota. You can Google that and go to their website. Sign up to get information. I happen to sit on their board of directors, honored to do so. Get the information we send out. We're constantly providing educational opportunities, all being done virtually, and we will probably continue to do that even when we're post-pandemic, just because obviously more people can start to participate in this. So we do education forums. We certainly participate in various types of these kinds of events, rallies or even town halls or whatever, to spread the word and join us in being willing to, like, I don't know, bring together some friends or families with a small little house party or something where we can find out from one another, how is this current healthcare system working for you or not working for you? What are the types of solutions we're looking at and why? And why is this the one that really is ultimately going to fix it for us? It's proven over and over again that a single-payer healthcare system does four things. It improves quality, it saves money, it covers everyone, and most importantly, it saves lives. What are we afraid of? Time to get bold and honest about what we need and what we want and fight for it together.
Absolutely. And that website, by the way, if you'd like to get involved with healthcare for all Minnesotans, is hca-mn.org, hca-mn.org. And encourage you to attend that rally at the Capitol, which takes place tomorrow, Wednesday, at 10:30 at the state capitol steps in support of the Minnesota Health Plan Legislative Caucus, something long overdue to try to make sure we get affordable health care to all Minnesotans. Definitely check out that rally if you're able to tomorrow, 10:30 at the state capitol. We have been speaking with Rose Roach, Executive Director of the Minnesota Nurses Association, about that rally tomorrow. Rose, really want to thank you for taking time today. I know you're busy, and I just want to say you and your other nurses have just been doing phenomenal work for the past couple of years. I know it has not been easy out there, so just want to thank you for joining me on the show, and of course, thank you for all the work you've been doing amid the COVID-19 pandemic.
My sincere pleasure, and on behalf of those nurses, we wish you all health and solidarity as we fight against the system. Thank you for having me.
And one more time, that rally at the Capitol in support of the Minnesota Health Plan is tomorrow at 10:30 at the state capitol steps. Let's take a break and send things back over to Matt McNeil on AM 950.